Well, we started in the southeast corner, so I don't know how, which,
we're
walking around.
We're walking around toward, we walk toward the east.
Or if we walk north.
The eastern side of the island.
Yeah, walking north.
Yeah. Except that right now we're actually stationary under some trees. Under some trees, wearing a rain jacket or sitting under a poncho, sheltering from a thunderstorm. We're on Mackinac Island, and until the rain came, it's been a very nice day.
Except for the heavy rain we ran into on the highway getting here.
That's true. Oop, I think I hear some people going by.
It's raining heavily.
It's been a nice walk. It's a very pretty island, even if the walk around the perimeter that we're on, we're about 2.5 miles, maybe a little more in, is on road for the most part. Once you get out of the center of town, you get away from the hustle and the bustle of all the tourists and the horse-drawn carriages, and all that's left is you and all the other bikers and a few walkers. It really is a quaint island feel. Some of the homes, you have to marvel at their gardens and their wonderfully painted fences, the high dormer windows and their little towers. Very, very pretty. The rain has passed. The rain has passed, more or less. We are out from under the poncho, which was probably dumping as much water on us as it was. It worked
your
pretty.
Your front is pretty dry, and so is mine.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
So you can talk to me.
It'll make the recording more interesting.
Thank you.
We haven't had a hiking adventure like that since getting dumped on in Cape Breton.
Cape Breton, it was really wet. Yeah, we had really heavy rain in Cape Breton.
Now, remember, that was the hike where you were smart and wore sandals.
But because Mommy didn't bring any rain gear on this hike, Kenneth had to share his poncho.
But now it's past, temperatures dropped somewhat, and we're back on the road, walking to wherever we go. We've turned onto the road that leads from the British military landing point and leads us back through the heart of the island to town. We're walking up a gradually ascending hill through forests of, I don't know what sorts of trees. Looks like a lot of evergreens in here maybe, and some leafy trees. Also, we've passed by a few wetlands. And now and again, we've passed by many little nature trails. Could be pretty long for all I know, but it's nice to see that there are nature trails on this island besides the few roads. And the roads, even though the roads actually aren't that bad because there's no motorized traffic on the island. In fact, all the supplies that get delivered around are delivered via drays, that is, big horse-drawn cargo wagons. We are on our way back now to Mackinac City after our 7.5 mile walk, more or less. As I said earlier, a very nice walk, even though it is all on road. But this is the only thing you have to worry about in the road are occasional cyclists, and sometimes less occasional, that is more frequent, piles of horse dung. You can fairly enjoy a walk on the island, or at least we did, even with the rainstorm where we hunkered down under our poncho. Back to Mackinac City for a good dinner, a nice shower, and a good night's rest.